بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, your brothers and sisters, dear visitors, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Let's say you have a friend, and this friend is someone who has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're online, you're checking your Twitter feed or your Facebook news feed, or perhaps this friend comes along, and every once in a while this friend either tells you or posts something like, "Oh, alhamdulillah, I just cashed in my $10,000 weekly, bi-weekly paycheck." Or comes up to you in a new car and he says, look, alhamdulillah, I've got a $50,000 BMW now. And goes around telling people about this. Or buys a brand new home, $1 million home, posts a picture of the nice swimming pool, says, "Alhamdulillah, I've just bought myself $1 million home, can't wait till I host all of you and bring you in for a barbecue in the summertime so that you can come and enjoy, my great property and the swimming pool." Now, how would you feel about somebody, even if it's a friend, telling you about this? Now, I would assume that most of us would not feel very good about someone going around and talking about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. In a way, even if they're not meaning to do it in a bad way, but if it comes across as if the person is showing off, then generally the people who are hearing about it generally do not have a very positive feeling. When it comes to the actions that are done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when those actions are given the same treated, they are treated in the same way, it enters an entirely new dimension. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, "Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily, doing shirk, so associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a great injustice. So to associate anyone or anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great injustice, in the words of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. And he who associates others with Allah has certainly fabricated a tremendous sin. Has fabricated إِثْمَنَ عَظِيمًا, a tremendous sin, a sin of great magnitude. Now here's an interesting hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يَقُولُ, that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ شُرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ, that I am the one who is the most free. I am the one who is the most free from the want of partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who is the most free of the want of partners. مَنَ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أُشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِي, that the one, he who does a thing for the sake of someone else besides me, taraktuhu wa shirka, that I discard him and his shirk. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am the one who is most free from the want of partners. He who does a thing for the sake of someone else besides me, I discard him and his polytheism and his shirk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of that. Now when a person does something good, right, you do a good deed, whether it's praying, giving charity, reciting Quran nicely, volunteering, helping out, giving someone a hand, whatever it may be. And people like what we're doing. Right? So we do something good and people like what we're doing. And people praise us. Right? We enjoy that fame. Right? We enjoy those good thoughts of people. Right? And sometimes we are led to increase the quality of our deeds, increase the frequency of our deeds for the pleasure of other people, to make others happy, right? So whether it's our parents, our spouse, our friends, society, our community, right? We do things because people are getting impressed. But if we do that, and it happens, now of course, if I ask myself, you know, do I do any deeds consciously to please people? The initial answer right away is no. Why would I do that? Right? I know I'm supposed to be doing things only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when it comes to the acts of worship and good deeds, right? Why would I do it for anyone else? But if we think a bit deeply about our choices, if we think a bit deeply about why we choose to do the things and when we choose to do them, it actually, we realize that it's not that simple, right? And the Prophet ﷺ has told us that there are serious consequences in the hereafter for doing that. And by that I mean doing deeds, doing good deeds to please someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ has said, إِنَّ أَقْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكَ الْأَصْغَرِ. That verily what I fear most for you, what I fear most for you, is the lesser shirk, is the lesser form of the shirk. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked, وَمَا الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. That what is this lesser shirk that you are talking about? What are you referring to? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated and he said, it is showing off. This lesser form of shirk, of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is showing off. Allah the Exalted will say to them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on in this hadith, and he says, Allah the Exalted will say to them, those who show off, on the day of resurrection, when the people are being rewarded for their deeds, right? So on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passing judgment on everyone and rewarding people for their deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go to those whom you wish to show off in the world and look for your reward with them. When the time comes to be rewarded for the deeds on the day of judgment. And that's when the true reward is. Right? That's when the real reward is. Any other reward, even if you think we get one in this world, is temporary, it's not real. Right? So at the time of the true payment for the deeds, the true reward of the deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the people who are showing off that go to those whom you wished to show off in the world, so the people that you were trying to impress, go to them and look for your reward with them. Now hypothetically, if a person was good to go to that person that they were trying to impress or to show off to, do you think they're going to give them any reward for that on the Day of Judgment? No, that's the day when everyone's going nafsi, everyone's worried about themselves. Even family members, though people we love today in this life, are not going to be willing to even give up one good deed for their loved ones. That is going to be the state of humanity on the Day of Judgment. So if a person was trying to show off and impress others, they're not going to get anything from them on the Day of Judgment. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates a longer hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very descriptive, that gives us a few examples, a glimpse, a very small glimpse into what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment, especially for people who do good deeds to please others. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first ones to be called forth on the Day of Judgment will be a man who learned the Quran by heart. A man who fought for the sake of Allah and a man who had a lot of wealth. Okay, now these are things which are very praiseworthy, right? So if somebody is martyred, for example, right? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with martyrdom, right? If they were truly struggling for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody memorizes the Qur'an, recites the Qur'an properly, we regard such people in high esteem, right? Somebody who gives a lot of charity is very generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, so this is the translation of the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the Qur'an reader, did I not teach you that which I reveal to my messenger? Right? The Qur'an is revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, did I not teach you that which I revealed to my messenger? And he will say, yes, Ya Rabb, yes, O Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, will say, what did you do with that which I taught you? Right? You were taught the Qur'an, I gave you the opportunity to learn the Qur'an, memorize the Qur'an, what did you do? He will say, I used to read it at night and day. I used to recite it night and day. This is what I spent my time in, reciting your words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, you have lied. You have lied. And the angels will say to him, you have lied. Allah will say, rather you wanted it to be said that so and so is a reader of the Qur'an, and that is what was said. So the reality is that you are reading the Qur'an so that people can recognize you as a great Qur'an reciter. That is the reality. You didn't actually read it because you were interested in pleasing me. Then the wealthy man will be brought forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, did I not give you ample provision so that I did not leave you in need of anybody? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, did I not give you provisions enough for you that you didn't have to go around asking people? And he will say, yes, O Lord. So Allah will ask him, what did you do with that which I gave you? This wealth that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, it's a blessing to us, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. So Allah will ask him, what did you do with it? He will say, I used to uphold the ties of kinship and give in charity. I used to take care of my relatives, I used to give in charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, you have lied. And the angels will also say to him, you have lied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, rather you wanted it to be said that so and so is generous, and that is what was said. Then the person who was martyred for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seemingly, apparently, will be brought forth. And Allah will say to him, why were you killed? And he will say, I was commanded to struggle, right, to fight for your sake, so I fought until I was killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same way, will say to him as well that you have lied. And the angels will also say that you have lied. Allah will say, you wanted it to be said that so-and-so was courageous, and that is what was said. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck my knee. So this is Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relating that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck my knee and said, O Abu Hurairah, these three are the first of the creation of Allah who will be dragged into the fire on the day of resurrection. So seemingly, such perfect deeds, such great deeds, such sacrifices, right? Person spending time to learn the Qur'an, memorize the Qur'an, reciting it day and night. Person going out, leaving their family, their wealth, getting martyred, right? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person giving their wealth, and it's hard to give up your wealth and to give it out, right? So a person doing all of that, what was the problem? The intention was wrong, right? The intention was not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather the intention was to please people, and therefore, there was no reward, unfortunately. Now, the seriousness of this is highlighted by the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to this problem, this disease, because it is a spiritual disease. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that he is even more fearful of this than Masih al-Dajjal. Right? So Dajjal, the Antichrist, and I'm not going to start talking about the Dajjal because it's a very interesting topic and we would go on forever. But basically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us about the trials of the Dajjal, and he has made dua many times for protection, and has warned us in many different ways to be aware of that time and to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection when that time comes, when he is out and deceiving people, because it is going to be a very troubling time of trial and tribulation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not tell you about what I fear for you more than the presence of Masih al-Dajjal? And so the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, of course. He said, hidden shirk. Ash-shirk al-khafi. Right? The hidden shirk. idolatry or polytheism. That a man, a person stands for prayer and beautifies his prayer because he sees another person looking at him. The Prophet ﷺ felt that this was more of a threat. He was worried more about this than even a Dajjal, which highlights its seriousness. So he was worried about the trials and tribulations associated with the coming of Dajjal and the problems that people will go through and the trials and tests that it will be faced with. But this act of beautifying and increasing one's good deeds simply to please other people, Prophet ﷺ was more afraid of this than he was from the trials of Dajjal. Now, one of the characteristics of the hypocrites, of the munafiqun, right, and we've talked about that before, right, the people, especially at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, who claimed to be believers, but in their hearts they were not believers. Right, they were pretending to be believers. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some of their characteristics. And of course, these are characteristics that we want to avoid, because these were people who were written off, essentially, right, because of what they were doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us their characteristics. And among their characteristics, Allah tells us in the Quran, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And when they stand for prayer, and this is important because, you know, we're going to be standing for prayer in a bit. And when they stand for prayer, they stand lazily. They stand lazily. قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Right? So when they have to stand, it's like, oh, okay, I got to pray. You know, like, it's burdensome for them. So they stand lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ. Showing themselves to people. Right? So one of the characteristics is that they stand up for prayer, so they do something good, supposedly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the real reason that they're doing it for is to show people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And not remembering Allah except a little. Okay, so except for the few times that they have to say Allahu Akbar, for example, or they hear, you know, the Qur'an being recited, maybe they remember Allah a few times, very little, but apart from that, their prayer is just a time of distraction for them. And they're just doing it to show people. So that's one characteristic we learn. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Al-Ma'un, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Again, talking about such people, those who make show of their deeds. Right? So this is, in fact, a characteristic of the hypocrites, of the munafiqun, right? Who just want to show people that they're doing good, but in reality, there's no essence to it. Right? There's no strength. And they worship because they're not doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're just doing it for show, to show people, to make a certain impression upon people. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also warned us that if anyone wants to have his deeds widely publicized, right, if a person has that desire that, okay, I've done some good, or I did some good and I want to publicize it, I want to, you know, tell people about it so people think good of me, or, you know, I set a good, you know, have a good impression with people. Prophet ﷺ said, if anyone wants to have his deeds widely publicized, Allah will publicize his humiliation. If somebody wants to have his deeds widely publicized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the opposite. He will publicize his humiliation. And if anyone makes a hypocritical display of his deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a display of him himself. Okay, so Prophet ﷺ has given us many different warnings related to this. So then, okay, we understand all of this. Now what should we do? What should be our approach? So first of all, it is one of the higher qualities of the believers that they try to hide their good deeds, generally. Okay, so when a good deed needs to be done, right, for the most part, it is hidden unless there is a need or a benefit in doing it publicly. Okay, so now if you say, oh, Imam was saying that you shouldn't do your good deeds publicly, you should hide them. Okay, I'm going to pray all my salah at home. I'm not going to go to the masjid. I'm going to try to offer Jummah at home too. No, that's not how it works. Okay, so when there's a need or there's an instruction, because there are greater benefits in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are instructed to come together and do deeds in public, then yes, we do them in public. Okay, so yes, you're supposed to come and pray in Jama'ah, especially for the men. For Jummah, you're supposed to come on Fridays. Yes, we do those publicly. But you see, it was actually a practice of the Prophet ﷺ, especially even after, like, Jummah, for example, Jummah prayer, that he would actually go back into his room and offer the rest of his prayers. So after the fard was done, after the fard prayer was complete, the obligatory prayer was complete, the other extra prayers he would actually do in privacy. Right? So now, we can try to do that too, but you know what happens usually. Right? We end up going home, you know, the kids start, you know, coming to us, or there's something we have to do, there's a really important email, lunch is ready, dinner is ready, whatever, and then there goes our sunnah and nafl prayers, right? So then, if you know that's going to happen, or it's likely that's going to happen, then yes, by all means, do it in the masjid, okay? Don't try to use the excuse of hiding your good deeds and then not doing a good deed at all, okay? So we want to make sure that we do this wisely. So praying is one example, right? Giving in charity. Giving in charity, right? So we know the Prophet ﷺ has told us that, you know, the giving should be in such a way that, you know, our other hand doesn't even know about it, right? So if we give from one hand, the best thing to do is give it in a way, and of course this is an example, but with such privacy that even our other hand is not aware that we have given in charity. Now, of course, there are times when there is a benefit in doing it publicly, right? So for example, you're having fundraising somewhere and people give publicly so that others can be encouraged. So if somebody is doing it with that intention, then, right, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Quran about that as well. Those who give openly, those who give privately. Right? So if there is a need and there is sincerity in that action, then that is not considered to be showing off. But again, doing it privately is better. Volunteering as well. Right? We're volunteering, we're being good to others. When we are doing these things, of course, we can't do them privately. Right, if you're volunteering, it will be very hard to volunteer in a way that no one knows, right? So you're going to have some interaction with someone most of the time. So that is also fine. What I would encourage us to do, and that includes myself, is really to examine our true intentions. Right? Examine our true intention before we do a good deed. Why am I actually doing this? Right? Why am I actually doing this? Is it because I'm trying to impress someone, a prospective spouse, their parents? Right? I'm trying to impress my friends. I'm trying to impress my community. You know, I'm trying to impress my superiors. Whatever it is, that intention really needs to be examined. That why am I actually doing this? Right? And the best time, actually, right, to have true sincerity, I find, is when no one is around. Right, so if no one's around, you're alone at home, you're alone in the room, you're alone in the masjid, and then you offer, you know, prayer, and you're doing it properly, then you know that there's no other reason that you're doing it except for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So examine your true intentions. Now, the extreme shouldn't happen either. So now we shouldn't be stopping ourselves from good deeds, right? Because shaitan comes in so many different ways, right? It's amazing. Okay, so now you're here, okay, you know, you shouldn't be showing off, you shouldn't be doing this, you should be careful. So then, I'm like, okay, yeah, like I need to be careful, you know, I want to make sure that I do my salah quickly, and I want to make sure that, you know, I don't do it properly, because otherwise people will think that I'm showing off. Okay, so our mind and shaitan and our nafs play these types of different tricks. Okay, so it's important not to fall for that. Okay, don't stop doing good because you're afraid that people are going to think that you're showing off. Or that you're afraid yourself that you're going to end up showing off. Don't stop yourself from good. Right? Increase the good, but just purify the intention. Right? Constantly keep checking yourself. Keep checking the intention that you're doing it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter who's around, who's hearing you, who's not hearing you. It doesn't matter. It's only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understand and believe that what people think is meaningless. Right? If people think you're doing good, people think you're doing bad, whatever. It's meaningless because only what matters is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks about it. What anyone says or thinks does not really matter. However, we should feel good about doing good. Okay? And there's no contradiction in this. If you do good, feel good, because the Prophet ﷺ has told us that if your good deeds make you happy and your bad deeds make you sad, then you are a believer. Now remember, he said both. Okay? He mentioned both. So do good makes you feel good. You do bad, it makes you feel sad. Then you are a believer. Now it's not that you just do good, you feel good, you do bad, you don't care, you still feel good. That's not how it should be, right? So you do good, you feel good, you do bad, you feel sad, then you have a quality of a true believer. But at the same time, always be thankful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be humble. Okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this opportunity. He has given you the means to do this good deed, right? The true believer feels that he or she is not capable of doing any good, except through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah wills, Allah gives you the strength to do it, gives you the opportunity, then you do good. Otherwise, I'm not capable of good, and I'm not deserving of having this opportunity. But Allah has blessed me, and He has allowed me to do good. So a believer is thankful. Now what happens if people praise you? Okay, you do something good, you try your best, okay, you purified your intentions, and afterwards people say, oh, mashallah, that was great. You know, JazakAllah for helping out. You know, this and that. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. You feel people praise you. That was a great job. That was a great speech. That was some great qira'ah. This and that. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what do you think if a man does a good deed and the people praise him for it? What do you think about that, Ya Rasulullah? So he replied that that is the portion of the glad tidings for the believer which he is given in this world. That is a portion of the glad tidings for the believer which he is given in this world. So if you have done something only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have purified your intentions, you're not doing it to please or anyone else or for any praise, but despite that, people praise you, then this is a blessing from Allah. And what should we do then? We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not because of me that I was able to do this good, but it was because of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, Alhamdulillah, you thank Allah for it, attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say that this is the mercy, the blessing of Allah upon me, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance and increase, and seek forgiveness from Him. You see, when at the time of the conquest of Mecca, right, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the help of Allah came and the conquest came, and after all the troubles that the Muslims went through and all the trials and tribulations the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, finally he comes in and conquers Mecca. And Mecca becomes Muslim again. Right? And the idols are cleaned out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that help came in the conquest, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدَخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see people entering into Islam in droves, in groups. Right, you see people, they're accepting Islam, all these idolaters, so many of them, most of them, right, have accepted Islam. What should you do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Right? Praise, glorify your Lord, and seek His forgiveness. Right? So if you get success, and this was a great success, the conquest of Mecca, where, you know, people, the Kaaba is in Muslim hands, it's cleaned out, people are becoming, accepting Islam, they're becoming believers. The Prophet ﷺ and the believers are instructed to glorify the praises of Allah and to seek Allah's forgiveness. Right? So if we do something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to do something good. This is what I should say instead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to do something good. People praise us, good happens. We glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any shortcomings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for continued blessings, and we thank Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this disease of riya, of showing off, especially when it comes to good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are people of righteousness, filled with iman, who do good deeds, and who do everything only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from all types of evils. Ameen wa akhwadawana. Alhamdulillah.